wonderful to see everybody out this morning. It's always a blessing and encouragement to be able to gather together as we have this opportunity to do so. We do have a visitor with us, and we're thankful for having visitors, and we welcome you back in the opportunity. We ask that you do stick around so that we can talk with you, but we'll be talking probably outside so we can get the mask off and socialize a little bit. But it's always encouraging to be here with brothers and sisters in Christ and to study God's Word. So I ask that you open up your Bibles and follow along, see that the Word of God is being presented. And of course, a reminder that we always do strive to do our best to record our lessons. We stream them on Facebook Live, and then as a day or two gets by, I try to eventually get to it, and I post it to YouTube, and then I post it to our website. Website's just MP3, but we try to make that available to be able to share and to share with others, and doing that means I should be able to get them on a thumb drive or CD if you so desire to have a lesson from any of the previous lessons also. I'm able to go back on Facebook and take them off of Facebook if you so desire to have a lesson that's been done in the past or from the meetings or something. So just a reminder that we do have that option if there's ever anything you desire to go back and listen to or to share with someone else. So this morning we're going to talk about hearers of the Word. That we need to be willing to open up our Bibles and to be studying it, of course, daily. We take the example out of the book of Acts, and we see in Acts chapter 17, if you'll turn along with me there real quick, Acts 17 and in verse 11, Acts 17 and verse 11, as Paul is the one, I believe, speaking here, as you read from verse 10, it says, "Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogues of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so." There's so much that our ears can get caught up in hearing, so much that we can, so many other books that we can get caught up in opening and studying and reading. And even as we go through our Bible class, as we are, you know, we will tonight, as we do on Wednesday nights, and as we prepare our lessons, I hope, throughout the week, we're using a lesson book that is written by man. And we know that as we've gone through those questions, and we've gone through other lesson books, and we've read commentaries that to help us and aid us to our understanding of these things, that we sometimes have to say, well, that was just a man asking that question, or that threw out their opinion and thought of how the scripture was interpreted in this passage and in this spot. And sometimes they're incorrect. And so we have to make sure that we always come back to the Word of God, and that we're ready to accept what the Word of God has to say, ready to receive it with open hearts and open minds, and ready to apply these things to our conscience, apply them to our actions, and apply them to our lives. So again, I hope that you'll open up the Word of God, your Word, the Bible, and follow along as we go through the lesson this morning, and that if I were to speak anything that goes against the Word of God, and you do bring that to my attention, so that I can correct those things and make sure that I am on the right path to heaven, and that I am leading others on the right path also. So the first point I want to bring out is that our eyes are our own eyes. And to that point that, you know, we often get caught up in our own ways. We get caught up in pointing out our own desires and wanting to look to our own path. And sometimes that causes us to read into stuff that's not there in the Word of God. That we leave out certain verses because we don't want to hear them. We find the one passage and take it out of context because, you know, that's what we want to hear. And so if you will open your Bibles to Proverbs 21 and verse 2. Proverbs chapter 21 and in verse 2. Proverbs 21 and verse 2. Here it reads and says, it says, "Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts." See, I believe, again, in one point that it makes that point of our pride and our selfishness. We can get caught up in that mindset of, well, it's going to be me, myself, and I. But also to that point that we get caught up
and the ideas that, well, it doesn't sound like a bad idea. All honesty, with sincerity in our heart, maybe, and we go in that right path.
Or sometimes we, as it brings out, we weigh our hearts, that our hearts are in the wrong place, and yet we fully go in that direction anyways. And so, it's right in the man's eyes. But as it brings out here, it's not always the correct path. And there are many other proverbs, a couple other proverbs that go along with that, again in Judges. And here's the end of the book of Judges as it's finishing up, but it also makes mention of this again in a different spot of the book of Judges, that when they didn't have a judge rise up, the Lord sent a judge to go and deliver them from captivity and to lead them in the right direction. It always end up going in the wrong direction. That's why they always end up going into slavery. They always end up being punished. They always end up being attacked. Is that as long as they had someone to follow, as long as there was a judge that was set there in order to keep them in the right direction, they would follow him, and then he would pass away, and then it seemed like just a short time later, well, you know, there goes our judge, there goes our leader, and so they sway off back into the path of sin. And so as it reads here in Judges 21 and verse 25, it says, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. It says the same thing in Judges 17 and verse 6. It says, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. They did what was right in their own ways, in their own mindset, and what they thought was okay. And some people might sit here and say, what's wrong with that mindset? What is wrong with going down that path? The problem is if everybody does what they want to do, if everybody has their own opinions, and their opinion's right, and their opinion's right, and my opinion's right, then eventually, you know, our opinions are going to cross paths. And so therefore, we can't both be correct. We can't. Because it doesn't work that way. Because if I say we have to go right to get to the place we're going, and you say you got to go left, and we go, you go left, and I go right, and we're trying to head to the same place, we're not going to end up in the same place. It doesn't work that way. And the same thing comes spiritually. Now when some say, once saved, always. Once saved is by faith alone, grace alone. And then others say that you have to be baptized to wash away your sins, that it is necessary in order to be saved. Well, they don't mix. They don't work together. So therefore, one has to be wrong, and the other has to be other can be right, or they can both be wrong. But they can't both be right. They can't both be right. Because one's saying this is all you have to do to be saved, but another saying there's more that you have to do to be saved. So they can't both be correct. And so therefore we have to open up our eyes and ears to the Word of God to find the truth. There has to be that standard of which we have to be willing to go to, that authority that we have to be willing to go to. We have to be willing to go to the Lord. We have to turn our ears and turn our minds to ask what it is He wants us to do. We have to turn to Him. Turn along to Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 7. Going back to Proverbs and chapter 3. Proverbs 3. And read with me there in verse 7. As it reads here, it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Again, here it brings out that point. Do not be wise in your own mindset, in your own eyes. Don't get caught up in saying, I just feel in my heart that this is the right way to go. And I feel that there's nothing wrong with doing these things. And I don't see how these people are hurting anybody by doing what they are doing. That's the mindset the world has thrown at us today. Is that, well, it doesn't feel wrong. They're not hurting nobody. So how can it be wrong? How can you say it's sin? How can you say that's going to keep somebody from entering into heaven? That's what's going to cause them to go to hell.
Once again, it's not a matter of just looking at what Brandon Hathaway has to say. It's looking to the Word of God and hearing what the Lord has to say. And of course, that comes down to a point of that we fully trust that the Word of God, that the Bible is given to us by God. As we read in 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be fully equipped for every good work. And so we fully trust that it is inspired, that it is God-breathed, His breath, His words. That these men wrote these things as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. We have to trust them. In Romans chapter 12, turn along with me there. Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. Romans 12 verses 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, to which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Here it brings out that point that we have to renew our minds. It brings that point that we have to be willing to transform ourselves into the likeness of God. We're already in the image of God and a physical aspect of how He created us and how He formed us. We can go to Genesis chapter 1 and read about that in verses 26 and 27. But now we have to create our mind, our conscience, to be like the Lord's. To follow in His footsteps. But the problem is sometimes we get caught up as, I don't think Christ would do this, and I think Jesus would be okay with that. I see how we like to put things into our Lord's mouth. We like to think for Him. Instead of simply opening up the Word of God, reading what it is He has already told us of how we should live our lives. He has already told us of the things that we have to keep away from. We have to renew our minds to accept His Word, to rightly divide it, as it brings out here the good and acceptable, perfect will of God. We have to be willing to hear the truth. To hear what the words of God has to say. In Luke chapter 9, verse 35, again, here telling us that we have to be willing to listen to our Lord. Luke chapter 9, and in verse 35. Luke 9, and in verse 35 here, it brings out, it says, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son. Hear Him. When the voice had ceased, Jesus was found alone, but they kept quiet and told no one of those days any of the things they had seen. So as they went up into the mountain, they saw Moses and Elijah and Jesus standing there speaking to them. And of course, their reaction was, let us build a temple for all three of you. But God, our Father, our Creator, speaks to them. He says, no, we're not listening to Moses anymore. He was my prophet. He was a man of God. He gave the law of Moses. Yes. He's not God. He's not the deed. Elijah, another worker of the Lord. Prophet. But again, He's not our Savior. And so He says, listen to my Son, hear Him. We have to be willing to open up our Bibles and hear the truth, hear the words of God. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 9. Matthew chapter 13, and you read verse 9. It says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And this is right after the parable of the sower. All right? He goes forth and explains the parable of the sower. As they go forth and they cast in out the seeds, and the seeds fall on different grounds. And so, what it comes down to it is how they're hearing. Some fell on the stony, and it produced nothing, right? And so sometimes we preach the word and it hits the person, they don't hear it at all. They don't listen to a thing you're saying. It goes in one ear and right out the other, right? You also have those who slightly hear it. Yeah, I get, but the cares of the world, as it brings out. The thorns have grown up and it chokes everything else out because they're more concerned about all these other things. Or there's those who hear it and they gladly receive it, but it's just not digging in deep enough. Or we don't stay up with them. We think after they've been baptized that our job is done, and then they stay there and just short time them out later and fall away. So we're not there helping them grow, or they're not studying the words. So we have to continue to hear the word of God. Continue to study. We read in Romans 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If we stop opening up our Bibles, we stop studying the word of God, then our faith is going to decline. You can have the entire Bible memorized. But if you decide, well, I memorized it once, and then you just choose not to study anymore. You choose not to actually dig into things. And you're like, well, I can tell you what it says, but what does it mean? What was the context? What was he trying to get to? So many people today try to quote the scriptures, but have no idea what the scriptures mean. Again, when you have people come and calling in for various reasons, sometimes the things that I've heard is, I've read from Genesis to Revelation so many times. All right. But sometimes it takes more than just reading through the book. If you read through the book and you don't take time to understand it, you don't take time to dig into it, take time to ask questions, how well do you understand these things? How well is it implanted into your conscience, to your faith, to your actions? Willing to listen to the words of God. In John chapter 8, verse 47. John chapter 8. And you read here in verse 47, it says, he who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear because you are not of God. It says, he who is of God hears it. They hear his words. They listen to it. As they open up the Bible and they read it, and as they are at Bible class and they hear it being read, they accept these things that they hear from the Lord. Same example that the Lord had given in different parts of, different spots of the Word of God. The sheep. The sheep knows its master's voice, and when it hears it, it comes to the master. And when others speak, it doesn't even go to them because it knows its master's voice. Can we say that about ourselves? Not that we can actually hear the voice of our Lord and Savior and know what kind of accent he got. But we know the way in which he speaks. We know the love that he has, the mercy that he shows. But we also know the wrath that he will punish those who do not accept the word of God, those who do not confess him before all. And so therefore, when someone gets up and they speak and they try to teach you something and they say that it is the word of God, can we tell the difference? Can we stand here and say, I know that they're speaking the truth. I know that that sounds like the word of the Lord. Well, they don't sound like what I've read through the word of God. We should be able to somewhat be able to tell the truth. Because we've studied the Word ourselves. We've come to know our Lord. Therefore, we've come to know our Father. Why? Because we hear the Word of God. Because we listen to the Word of God. Sometimes we get caught up again in listening, but not hearing. We get caught up, or vice versa, however you want to say that, hearing but not listening. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 9. Isaiah chapter 6. You read here with me in verse 9. Here Isaiah heard the word of the Lord. You know what? Hey, you read verse 8 with me. He says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, here am I, send me. Now here's Isaiah. He heard it. Now he actually heard it. But he didn't back away after he heard it. He didn't say, you know, I know some good guys that would be good at doing it. I know the perfect person for that job. No, he says, I'm right here. I will. You read what the Lord says to Isaiah here next, though, in verse 9. He says, and he said, go and tell this people. Keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed. He says, go warn them. Here they are. They hear. They read the law of Moses. They listen to the prophets. Now I'm going to send you to them. How many times have they heard and then they just do not listen? Actually obey. Again, our Lord and Savior spoke in parables. And he was questioned why he spoke in parables. And it's the same thing for those who are true to the Word of God. Those who are truly have the heart to accept the truth and want to search and ask questions to find the truth. They'll do so and they'll understand the parables because they're going to study. They're going to look into it. They're going to ask those questions that need to be asked. Those who do not truly desire to hear the truth are not going to hear it. And so we read here in Mark chapter 4 and verse 12, it says, seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. Sometimes we're the ones that are holding ourselves back. Nothing else. You, yourself. Hold ourselves back because we just won't let ourselves hear the truth to accept what the Word of God has to say. But we can't just be hearers. We have to be willing to obey the Word of God when we hear it. Turn along with me to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. And in verse 21. James chapter 1 and verse 21. It says, therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. He observes himself and goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. We have to be willing to receive the Word of God. And when we hear it and we see the truth, then we are supposed to act upon the truth that we have heard, that we have seen, we have read. We want to be blessed in what we do. We have to obey the Word of God. You turn along to Luke chapter 6, and here, referring to what we often think of as the kids' song, the wise man built his house upon the rock, the foolish man built his house upon the sand. But our Lord is the one that gave us this illustration. And he says here in Luke chapter 6, and verse 46, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I said? Whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood rose, the stream beat vehemently against the house, and the cloud not shake. For it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without foundation. against the stream, beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. The other spots call him the foolish man built, as the song goes, the foolish man built in his house of faith. Do you consider yourself a fool? Because if we've studied the Word of God and we've heard the truth, and yet we don't act upon it, we hear the Word of God and what it has to say. It tells us to be forgiving, and yet we hold grudges and we don't forgive. Are we foolish? We study the Word of God and we see what it says. It tells us that we're not to be afraid. And yet we let fear rule our lives. Are we foolish? We hear the Word of God and it tells us that one has to be baptized to have the remission of sins, to have your sins washed away in order to reach the blood of Christ. And yet, you have not done it. You say, well, I've gone to church every Sunday. I go to church, I study my Bible, I don't go around swearing, I don't go around committing fornication or adultery, I'm not a drunkard. But you haven't done the one thing in which He has told you you must do in order to receive your sins forgiven. You can keep every other commandment. You fall short of one. That can keep you from that. Have you heard the truth? You open up your Bible and see the truth, and you understand what it has to say, and you acknowledge and admit that you believe that it is God's Word, and that you believe that He is the Son of God, and that you must do these things in order to have a home in heaven. Why haven't you done it? And why haven't you done it?